Whatever you think of Trump's scuffling with Canada and Mexico over trade, his policies are having a real-world impact. For example, the economy in Canada is falling behind America's. Philip Cross is the former chief economic analyst for the Canadian government's Statistics Canada. He's now a senior fellow at the Macdonald Laurier Institute in Ottawa.
Well, Canada's doing well, but what's notable is that over the last year especially, it's really begun to fall behind the rate of growth in the U.S. The underlying growth of the U.S. economy these days is around 3%. In Canada, it's half that at around 1.5%. Our unemployment rate is 4.8%. That's a full point higher than in the U.S. So, our economy was doing very well in 2017, but it slowed down remarkably in 2018, even as the U.S. has picked up. And normally, our two economies are very closely aligned.
You also noted last week in an article in Canada's Financial Post a big difference in the investment climate in Canada and the U.S. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, a lot of this divergence that's opened up between Canada and the U.S. seems to come back to in business investment. In the U.S., we're seeing investment growth of almost 10%, a response partly to the big corporate tax cuts we've seen in the U.S. But in Canada, we're seeing a fourth straight year of declining business investment. So this gap between Canada and the U.S. that's opened up in terms of overall growth, a lot of it comes back to business investment.
And how much is that business investment in the U.S. being fueled by Canadian businesses that are coming here?
We don't know precisely, but there's a lot of evidence that numerous firms, especially in the auto sector and in the oil and gas sector, because of the uncertainty surrounding trade between Canada and the U.S., they're deciding to open up operations in the U.S. This is a very intelligent strategy by Canadian firms. It's not good for Canada, but it's good for Canadian firms. Because once you've established operations in the U.S., if the U.S. slaps tariffs on imports coming from Canada, you're already set up in the U.S., so it doesn't affect you. If free trade is maintained between Canada and the U.S., you're positioned to export back into Canada from the U.S. So setting up satellite operations in the U.S. is the smart thing to do, and it seems that a number of firms are doing that.
So you bundle up the attractive investment landscape here, the low unemployment rate, 3% growth. How serious does all this look to Canada?
Well, it's very serious because once you start infecting long-term investment commitments, you're institutionalizing, you're solidifying this weakness for possibly years to come.
In your analysis, then, what's underlying this difference between the U.S. and Canadian economies?
Well, I think it's partly the uncertainty surrounding trade talks, which could very well be a deliberate strategy by the Trump administration to create this uncertainty that gives people an incentive to open up operations in the U.S. It's partly the increased attractiveness of the U.S. because of lower tax rates, but it's not just pull factors into the U.S., it's also partly push, that there's a lot of governments have taken actions that are regarded by the business community in Canada as quite unfriendly.
Is a basic worry in Canada that the U.S., under Trump's America First kind of strategy, that even loyal old allies like Canada will be thrown under the bus?
I think that's just dawning on policymakers now that as the rhetoric from the Trump administration has really ramped up over the last couple of weeks and tariffs have actually been applied to the metals such as steel and aluminum, I think people are beginning to realize now just how tough a negotiation this is going to be and that past favors aren't going to count for anything. This administration is going to pursue what's good for the United States first, second, and third. And people who are counting on goodwill from this administration, I think that the blinders are quickly being raised from their eyes.
So, Philip Cross, what is your takeaway here? I mean, Canadians may not be happy to say it, but is Trumpism winning?
I think so. I think Trump is always, the U.S. is always going to win in trade negotiations because they hold the ultimate card. Access to the U.S. market, the largest in the world, is so important to everybody, whether it's China, Japan, the U.S., Canada, Europe. The U.S. is in a position to extract a lot more than it has in the past. So we have an administration now that is really pursuing U.S. interests and advantages to the maximum. We probably haven't seen this before, and it's introducing a whole different dynamic into the relationship between U.S. and its allies.
Philip Cross is Statistics Canada's former chief economic analyst. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Marco.